Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome along to Lady Bay, where we have the Varsity 2019 Rugby Union clash between the University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent. The University of Nottingham will be looking to bounce back after a 55-26 defeat in this fixture last year. The Green and Golds taking on Trent in another episode of what has been a fantastic Varsity series so far. And here's another penalty, and Trent once again elect to kick to the corner.
Yeah, I think they just got a bit of pressure on the last drive, so they backed themselves to be able to bring this down, set them all and put that pressure back on and either force Union to give away another penalty and give the ref something to think about or potentially even push over for the try.
So another good opportunity for an exact copy of the last line-out they had. Right-hand corner, between 5 and 10 metres away from the Union line, and they look to push here. Again, waiting it at this mall, Alex Crocker. And the Trent push is strong. Can the University of Nottingham hold out? They can't. It's the first try of this game. And Nottingham Trent have got it. A direct push from the line out. And Trent have the lead in this one. And the University of Nottingham's discipline has cost them their Rory.
Yeah, and it was just really, really patient when they brought the ball down there. A little bit risky to go to the tail of the line out, but Union didn't go up, so it was a bit easier for Trent. They brought it down. They didn't go too early. They set up the mall. They made sure they were tight, and they slowly worked over the line. Really well executed, really patient, and a good opening score.
But here now is Lowe looking to... And McElly nearly breaks through again. Definitely the Green and Gold's danger man in this first half so far. Good defence there by Trent. Kelly getting involved in the tackle. University of Nottingham about 30 metres or so away. Nice offload as well. And the Green and Gold's got a little bit of a break here. Can the offload be made by Oliver Richardson? It can't. Trent have managed to hold on well. But there's a good hand, and it's a bit of space on this right-hand side. But the University of Nottingham have made an error. It's a knock-on. But the Green and Gold certainly not afraid to offload and pass this ball around early on, Rory.
No, they're certainly looking to get their hands free in the tackle. I don't think they want the ball to go to deck. I don't know if it's because of the early dominance that Trent have shown up front or whether they're just trying to play a bit more of an expansive game, but they're certainly looking to get their hands free, keep the ball alive and not hit the ball down to ruck.
Yeah, University of Nottingham a little bit unlucky there, but certainly that seems to be their game plan so far. Keep the ball alive as much as possible and really test this Trent defence. But it's another scrum on the left-hand side, which Crocker will feed. And here comes the scrum. And it does come out nicely for Nottingham Trent, and they will carry forward now. Crocker goes back to N. Morgan, and his kick is charged down, and the University of Nottingham have managed to pick that up. Well, a real opportunity here for the Green and Golds if they can get their lines right. Here's Lowe, and it's a good step inside once again there. I think that was Craven. The ball's hit the deck, and in fact, it is a knock-on by the University of Nottingham, but... Charge down there on Ed Morgan, the Trent fly half, Rory, nearly put them in trouble.
Yeah, it just took a bit. It took quite a long time to get the kick away. Like, I had enough time to let go of it, but I don't know what made him pause. And Nottingham definitely look more dangerous when they look to go wide. I think Trent just had the slight edge in the physical battle. So when Nottingham are carrying, they're not really getting past the gain line, but they look to work in this out of channel. Is that where the reward's going to be for them today?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the Green and Golds have had a few moments in this first half, but they currently trail 7 points to nil here. Union losing the line out there, and it's a real opportunity for Trent to get the next score, but it's an interception, and here's a break now by McElly for the University of Nottingham. Is he going to go the length of the field? He cuts inside. It's a great run by McElly. Is he going to make it for the Green and Golds? He steps inside. He's held up, but he's going to canter over, and what a fantastic score that is. The University of Nottingham with an intercept try, two varsities in a row. McElly's got it.
And what a score by the Green and Golds, Rory.
Tell you what, when he got that ball, he had so much to do. Really, really good awareness, because Trent had an overnight. He had to make a play there. He got out of the line, he made that play, but tell you what, he still had 90 metres to go. Thought he was going to get caught up, but stayed on his feet as long as possible, and the gap opened up for him. He just sneaked over, and he looked knackered when he scored that try.
Well, Trent, we're looking to move it from right to left after winning the line out. It was a poor pass. McKayley intercepted, went the length of the field, didn't look like he was slowing down towards the end, cut back inside, and then a couple of nice steps carried him over, and the University of Nottingham are right back in this game. And he has done. The roar from the Green and Gold fans tells you that. It's 7 apiece here. Brilliant conversion. And I mean, just one more reflection on that interception, Rory. I mean, fantastic positioning by McKayley, firstly, to anticipate the pass, and then his awareness and speed to finish that try. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I was just going to say before that Trent had just got a bit of a foothold. They're starting to get some really quick balls, making it hard for Nottingham defence. I think Trent attack actually had numbers up there, so it was a real nice bit of defensive now to get out of the line, make a play, and read what was happening, and turn a basically a try conceding opportunity into a try scoring one.
And Crocker waits again. Nice hands by Trent. And an offload, which is intercepted well by Ed Harvey for the University of Nottingham. Orchard will clear. And that kick's going to bounce unkindly for Trent, but they've done well. And it's picked up by Craven. And Crocker into the number six, Jacob Leibster. Haven't seen him with ball in hand that much this afternoon. Will that change as we reach the latter stages of this first half? Here's Scott Hall for Trent. Comes back to Craven. Morgan brings it to Clemson. Uni have looked quite happy to soak up this pressure. Trent not really causing them that many problems, Rory.
Yeah, I think when Trent have caused problems today, it's when they've got those dummy runners in midfield. They've used their dummy runners really nicely at points. And when you use dummy runners, you just hold your midfield defence and stops that drift. And then that's where they found the space in the wide areas with their two wingers who have been so prolific this season for Nottingham Trent. So I think that'll be the key, just using, make sure those dummy runners are holding up the midfield defence for Nottingham so they can exploit the wide areas where they've been finding success so far in this game.
And I think the referee has awarded a penalty in Uniov's favour, and it's a penalty in Green and Gold favour, and right in front of the post here, Rory. You would think Uniov will go for free.
Yeah, I think you take the kick here, coming up to the end of the first half, get yourself a lead before half time. I tell you what, that was fantastic. You see the wee scrum half there, not always. You wouldn't suspect a scrum half getting into the breakdown, but he made the tackle and he was just slight release, to show release to player, then straight in over the ball. Really strong, really good position, really good play to get yourself on the scoreboard, hopefully.
And Orchard, who added the extras earlier after McKayley's try, he'll look to put the University of Nottingham ahead for the first time in this game and give them a 10-7 lead, which nearing half time will be most welcome. And it's Orchard, very similar position to where he kicked the conversion earlier, in fact. Crowd waits with bated breath here. Can he put the Green and Golds ahead? Should be pretty straightforward. He leans back. And he adds the extras. And the University of Nottingham lead by 10-7. And that is the half-time whistle, in fact, Rory. So what a brilliant end to the half for the Green and Golds.
Yeah, that will help a lot going into the tunnel. They weren't always on top at points. At points, it looked like Trent were had the slight upper hand. But to hold out the waves of possession, get the try with the interception, and then right at the end there, brilliant play from Orchard to get over the ball, win the penalty, then kick over his own penalty. Nottingham will certainly be the happiest side going into half-time.
So here's the Green and Golds, who lead by 10-7. Rory, your reflections on that first half as a whole. Do you think the Green and Golds deserve to be ahead?
It's been definitely been very tight. I mean, if it had gone in level, that wouldn't have been unfair, but just to kind of keep their composure, I think, yeah, it's definitely not undeserved, but it's been a close game, and it's just been a game where I think it's been slightly scrappy. Both teams have shown points where they've been good, but it's just we've talked about that last pass and that composure in such a big game in front of maybe a bigger crowd than some of these players are used to playing in front of. You need to make sure that you're just doing everything right and not forcing it when it comes to good positions in the pitch.
Welcome back then to the second half at Lady Bay, where the University of Nottingham currently lead by 10 points to 7, but have Trent turned the ball over? They have, and won a penalty there. And it'd be interesting to see what NTU do here, Rory. Do they go for 3 points, or do they continue their policy of kicking to the corner? It looks like that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I wondered whether he would have kicked just 4 minutes into half, get on the board, get level, but their lineup has been very, very strong, so they're going to look to capitalise that with a great kick right onto the 5 metre line. We're going to see a driving ball. I think for Nottingham, it's going to be a case of staying down and looking to Saka early. As soon as the Trent player hits the floor, you should be on that player, bring him to down before they can set up the maul if possible. If they do set it up, there's a case of staying patient, staying in the maul. Don't bring it down. Don't give away that penalty, because giving away penalties at this area of the pitch can be very, very dangerous.
Well, Trent clearly back their line out and maul, and rightly so for the way it works. Worked in the first half. Second line out already of this second period, and it's a good take by Joe Greener, who's been at the heart of all Trent's set pieces today. And this maul progresses forward, and it should be an easy score. It is for Trent's number two, Jake Farnsworth. Pretty straightforward that for NTU. Line out on this far side, 5 metres or so away, managed to work its way into the hands of the Trent hooker Farnsworth, and he strolled in to give NTU the lead at the start of this second half. But Trent again, a great decision to go for the corner, Rory.
Yeah, Nottingham actually defended the initial ball pretty well, tried to get the sack in, couldn't get it in, but they stayed in, as we talked about, got a bit of a shove on, but what they did, they just kind of just got a little bit over eager. They overcommitted the men and just left that blind side open, and really, really good awareness from the Trent hooker to just pick off the maul, take that space and walk into an undefended blind side from Nottingham.
But it's 12 points to 10 then in favour of Nottingham. Trent Farnsworth with the try. Trent set piece and maul working wonders once again, and it'd be Craven who will look to add the extras here for Trent. First visit to Uniov territory, and they've come away with the first scores of the second half. The perfect response to going into the break. A few points down, and Craven's kick, and it's made its way over the posts. Brilliant conversion, and Nottingham Trent lead by 14 points to 10. Also, the University of Nottingham have got a penalty here, yeah. Well spotted, Rory.
Well, I think then I maybe criticised them too wrongly for going for the offload then. Obviously, when you've got that advantage, you're looking to kind of maybe force something you wouldn't normally go for, because you know you've got that penalty. So they tried to force the offload, didn't work off, but hopefully this is going to be the 3 points and bring it within 1 point of the Trent score.
Yeah, can Orchard add to his tally already? Facing a lot of jeers from the Trent crowd. It's not the easiest kick in the world. Some distance he's got to get on it. And Alfie Orchard's, he's just made it. Fabulous penalty from the Uniov scrum half. And it's a 1 point ball game here. The University of Nottingham 13, Nottingham Trent 14. And here's Crocker. And again, Ed Morgan trying to exert a little bit of control. It's a little bit of a break by Trent. And they've made their way through here. It's a brilliant step round the Uniov fullback. But what a fantastic recovering tackle that is by Tom Allett, the Uniov captain. But Uniov, Trent have got an overlap here. And it's a try in the corner. Really brilliant effort by Harry Clemson. It looked like the Uniov had managed to survive it. But Trent moved the ball brilliantly. Great try by Clemson in the corner. And Trent, well, that's probably the first break that they've made in this game, and they've made it count. They have a try, and that puts them 19 points to 13 ahead. Really good score that, Rory.
Yeah, and just a bit of defensive naivety from the University of Nottingham there. A few quick phases, and they didn't set their defence quick enough, overloading their defence on one side. Really nice bit of heads-up rugby from then Trent, though, to see to work the ball back down the blind side, exploit a gap, and when they got through, they didn't panic. We've talked about that a lot. There's been a lot of panicking, a lot of rush passes, but they said they went to ground, they set it up, and they they went again, played the phases, and eventually the overloading pressure meant there was definitely score. Also, mention to Tom Allett, who's made a fantastic tackle there, the Unihof captain. Even though it's not been a great start to the second half of Unihof, he's come out, he's certainly made a few offensive plays. We saw a great defensive play from him. I think he could be a key alongside his centre part of Unihof when they get back into this game.
And it's Craven who will look to try and add the extras here right in front of the Unihof supporters. It's a difficult kick. And Craven's put it wide, actually. And that is a really significant miss, actually, because if he'd managed to convert that, it would have made it a 9-point ball game. He's missed. So University of Nottingham still within touching distance of their rivals. They find themselves 19 points to 13 down here. And you'd like to think, they are going to go for goal. Great opportunity now for Trent to establish a little bit of breathing space between them and the University of Nottingham, Rory.
Yeah, really just showing their dominance up front. At the set piece at scrum time, Trent have really had that one down all game, and that's a really massive scrum. And knowing in front of the post, if you can get a big push on, if you can force that penalty, it's 3 easy points, and this will take them out to further than a try. So this is really a big moment in the match.
Yeah, and a chance for Max Craven, missed the conversion for that Harry Clemson try earlier. The University of Nottingham will hope he misses from here. Doesn't look like it. And he does add the extras. And Trent find themselves 22 points to 13 ahead. And an 8-point lead. 9-point lead, in fact, sorry. So ahead by more than a converted try. Nice bit of breathing space, a little bit of a cushion for Trent. And you'd say that the next score is vital in this one, Rory, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If Trent get another score and get away, I think it'll be a very long way back from Unihof. But if they can find a foothold, even just get a penalty, get back on the scoreboard again, then that's going to be their way back into the match.
Unihof a little bit unfortunate there from the kickoff. Orchard kicked to the corner, was parried back by a green and gold man, but Trent managed to pounce upon the ball, and they will make their way forward here. Nice offloads by Trent, who've got more and more confident as this half has grown on. And Crocker once again. Have Unihof managed to force a turnover? No, they haven't. Trent still in possession. And it's a high hanging kick that will put Jamie Madden under a little bit of pressure, the Unihof fullback. But he will push forward, and it's another good offload from him. Good hands by the University of Nottingham, in fact, making their way forward. Again, still trying to offload, but that ball hits the deck. Picked up by Allett, though, the captain. It's a mazy run by the Unihof centre. Ah, it's a turnover. Nottingham Trent have managed to force possession back. But that offloading game, again, causing problems for Trent. Just need one of those to pay off for the green and golds, and they could find a way back into this game. It's currently Nottingham Trent 22, the University of Nottingham 13. Here's Jamie Madden again, the fullback has seen a lot more of him. McKayley covered superbly. Madden, good hands though. Here's the 21 for University of Nottingham. Good ball, and it's a fabulous catch actually by Henry Lowe for the University of Nottingham. Here's Allett again, the centre now. He's got a little bit of an overlap here as Tom Allett straightens it up himself. Great offload. There's Jamie Madden. And is he going to score? He is. What a fantastic try by the University of Nottingham. Jamie Madden. Well, we said we hadn't seen much of him in the first half. The fullback scores, and the green and gold's offloading game, Rory, there proving dividends. What a fantastic try.
Yeah, they did really, really, really well to keep the ball alive there. Good kick from Trent. And yeah, tell you what, they thought they made a really good tackle on the kick chase. The Nottingham 13, McKayley, who we've talked about all day, did really well to just keep the ball alive. And there was a fantastic looping run from Madden, who ended up being the try scorer, passing it on and then following his try all the way up, looking to get that second touch, got that third touch, and was there right at the end to take the ball under the posts.
A brilliant try there by Jamie Madden. Lovely work by Tom Allett, the captain, who's been superb in this second half. And we said the next try could be crucial. Unihof have got it, and they're within 4 points of their arch rivals here, and Ashford, Orchard I should say, the Uniov scrum half, can bring Uniov within just 2 points, and he has done. It's 22 points to 20. Not long left in this one. He's taking over the kicking duties now, right in front of the posts. Should be pretty straightforward, and it is. And that is full time, in fact. The full time whistle has gone. And there it is. Trent are victorious. They have won by 25 points to 20. Well, the clock seemed to disappear there, really. And with the last kick of the game, Trent have got 3 more points, which has put them home and dry. 25 points to 20 in the end. Close call. But their 2 tries in this second half doing the business for them. And they have come out on top, 25 points to 20, victorious in this Varsity game.
Varsity 2019 on URM.
Good evening and welcome to the second part of the Varsity 2019 Rugby Union clash between the University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent. It's time for the Women's Rugby Union game now. Trent kicking off from right to left in this first half. Good charging run for the Uniov prop there. And we've got the first try of the game. A fabulous start by the University of Nottingham. And going over from close range, I believe it's the green and gold scrum half. And I mean, what an incredible start by Uniov here, Rory.
Yeah, that was a really, really fantastic start. Just picking holes in the Trent's defence, seeing where the gaps are, seeing where the errors were to play. And it's a real nice bit of heads-up rugby there from the scrum half. Seeing that the Trent defence hadn't got their guards in, they weren't set, and there was just a small gap for it to go through and score the opening try.
And what a magnificent start. I mean, we've only had about 2 minutes or so on the clock, and the University of Nottingham have the first scores of the game. And this conversion right in front of the post, you'd like to think the green and golds will be 7-0 up, which they are. And what a fantastic start that is. And we currently find ourselves sat amongst the University of Nottingham supporters. They're in fine voice, sit back, and they'll look to move it in the hands. A little bit of an overlap on this left-hand side. Can Uniov get it wide? It's the number 2 who cuts in field. Trent holding on there, but Uniov have got numbers, and they'll strain it up with the centre, and there's the second try. Uniov's number 13 crossing, and Trent can't cope, Rory, with this green and gold start. It's a try from the Uni centre, their second of the night, and already they find themselves in a commanding position here.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic start for the University of Nottingham, playing much faster, playing much more direct. They've come out the blocks the much quicker side. Trent are going to really have to up the tempo, up their defensive line, if they're going to have any chance to get back into this game.
So it is the University of Nottingham 12, Nottingham Trent 0, after just 9 minutes or so. And they'll look to add the extras here. But Trent, possession changing hands again. And Trent have got a little bit of an overlap here on this right-hand side. But the ball hits the deck. And it's play on. The referee is allowed play on. And here's a bursting run. Can the Uniov fullback stop the winger? No, she can't. And Trent have scored. Well, there was a calamity of errors by both teams there. The Trent winger went on a mazy run down the right-hand side. Don't know really how the ball found its way out to her, but it's a good finish, and Trent have their first points of the evening, Rory.
Yeah, that's what happened when Trent can just play a few phases, get themselves in the game, and play in the right areas of the pitch. We talked about that kick about 5 minutes ago at the end of the last play that took them up into Nottingham's half, and when they could put a little bit of pressure on, and said the errors came, but when the ball came out to the Trent winger, she's an excellent turn of pace just around the Nottingham wing and then come back inside past the fullback and under the post to Trent's first score.
Can the University of Nottingham hit 50 before half time? It would be an incredible achievement, and they do have the numbers here on this left hand side. Here's the fullback passing it on to the winger, and we have another score on the left hand corner. Brilliant hands again by the green and gold, perfectly weighted, calculated move, and the University of Nottingham have their 48th point of this first half. A monumental effort from them, and a lovely try, Rory, to take us into the break.
Yeah, just really good identifying where the space is again. They'd gone narrow, they'd sucked in all the Trent's defenders, but that didn't stop University on. They got their head up, they saw the defence on the left hand side, and just really, really nice execution of the hands, and really nice execution to score that try, and hopefully the kick will take them to 50 points.
Yeah, so they're a fantastic evening and first half thus far from the University of Nottingham women's team. And can the conversion? It's just a little too short. And at half time here then, at Lady Bay, the University of Nottingham lead by 48-5. Warm applause from the green and gold supporters. A magnificent first half performance by them as they made their way off the field of play. Trent, we have a lot to do in the second half. Rory, what are your reflections looking back on that first half?
Oh, I think we've just seen a very, very, very good half of rugby from the University of Nottingham. They showed a lot of talent, a lot of guile, and just a lot of match awareness. Doing far better than the opposition Nottingham Trent, who, to be fair, just haven't really been given an opportunity to get into the game. And I think it's the case of Nottingham being better on the day so far, and they've certainly made that show.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the second half goes. It is half time here then at Lady Bay, and the University of Nottingham lead by 48-5. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome along to Lady Bay, where we have the Varsity 2019 Rugby Union clash between the University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent. The University of Nottingham will be looking to bounce back after a 55-26 defeat in this fixture last year. The Green and Golds taking on Trent in another episode of what has been a fantastic Varsity series so far. And it is another penalty, and Trent once again elect to kick to the corner.
Yeah, I think they just got a bit of pressure on the last drive, so they backed themselves to be able to bring this down, set them all and put that pressure back on and either force Unionov to give away another penalty and give the ref something to think about, or potentially even push over for the try.
So another good opportunity for an exact copy of the last line-out they had. Right-hand corner, between 5 and 10 metres away from the Unionov line, and they look to push here. Again, waiting it at this mall, Alex Crocker. And the Trent push is strong. Can the University of Nottingham hold out? They can't. It's the first try of this game. And Nottingham Trent have got it. A direct push from the line out. And Trent have the lead in this one. And the University of Nottingham's discipline has cost them their Rory.
Yeah, and it was just really, really patient when they brought the ball down there. A little bit risky to go to the tail of the line out, but Unionov didn't go up, so it made it a bit easier for Trent. They brought it down. They didn't go too early. They set up the mall. They made sure they were tight, and they slowly worked over the line. Really well executed, really patient, and a good opening score.
But here now is Lowe looking to... And McKelly nearly breaks through again. Definitely the green and gold's danger man in this first half so far. Good defence there by Trent. Kelly getting involved in the tackle. University of Nottingham about 30 metres or so away. Nice offload as well. And the Green and Gold's got a little bit of a break here. Can the offload be made by Oliver Richardson? It can't. Trent have managed to hold on well. But there's a good hand, and it's a bit of space on this right-hand side. But the University of Nottingham have made an error. It's a knock-on. But the Green and Gold certainly not afraid to offload and pass this ball around early on, Rory.
No, they're certainly looking to get their hands free in the tackle. I don't think they want the ball to go to depth. I don't know if it's because of the early dominance that Trent have shown up front, or whether they're just trying to play a bit more of an expansive game. But they're certainly looking to get their hands free, keep the ball alive, and not take the ball down to ruck.
Yeah, University of Nottingham a little bit unlucky there. But certainly that seems to be their game plan so far. Keep the ball alive as much as possible and really test this Trent defence. But it's another scrum on the left-hand side, which Crocker will feed. And here comes the scrum. And it does come out nicely for Nottingham Trent, and they will carry forward now. Crocker goes back to N. Morgan, and his kick is charged down, and the University of Nottingham have managed to pick that up. Well, a real opportunity here for the Green and Golds if they can get their lines right. Here's Lowe, and it's a good step inside once again there. I think that was Craven. The ball's hit the deck, and in fact, it is a knock-on by the University of Nottingham, but... charge down there on Ed Morgan, the Trent fly half, Rory, nearly put them in trouble.
Yeah, it just took a bit. It took quite a long time to get the kick away. Like, I had enough time to let go of it, but I don't know what made him pause. And Nottingham definitely look more dangerous when they look to go wide. I think Trent just had the slight edge in the physical battle. So when Nottingham are carrying, they're not really getting past the game line, but they look to work in this out of channel. Is that where the reward's going to be for them today?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the Green and Golds have had a few moments in this first half, but they currently trail 7-0 here. Unionov losing the line out there, and it's a real opportunity for Trent to get the next score, but it's an interception, and here's a break now by McKayley for the University of Nottingham. Is he going to go the length of the field? He cuts inside. It's a great run by McKayley. Is he going to make it for the Green and Golds? He steps inside. He's held up, but he's going to canter over, and what a fantastic score that is. The University of Nottingham with an intercept try, two varsities in a row. McKayley's got it. And what a score by the Green and Golds, Rory.
There you are, and he got that ball. He had so much to do. Really, really good awareness, because Trent had an overnight. He had to make a play there. He got out of the line, he made that play, but tell you what, he still had 90 metres to go. Thought he was going to get caught up, but stayed on his feet as long as possible, and the gap opened up for him. He just sneaked over, and he looked knackered when he scored that try.
Well, Trent, we're looking to move it from right to left after winning the line out. It was a poor pass. McKayley intercepted, went the length of the field, didn't look like he was slowing down towards the end, cut back inside, and then a couple of nice steps carried him over, and the University of Nottingham are right back in this game. And he has done. The roar from the Green and Gold fans tells you that. It's 7-7 here. Brilliant conversion. And I mean, just one more reflection on that interception, Rory. I mean, fantastic positioning by McKayley, firstly, to anticipate the pass, and then his awareness and speed to finish that try. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I was just going to say before that Trent had just got a bit of a foothold. He started to get some really quick balls, making it hard for Nottingham defence. I think Trent attack actually had numbers up there, so it was a real nice bit of defensive now to get out of the line, make a play, and read what was happening, and turn a basically a try conceding opportunity into a try scoring one.
And Crocker waits again. Nice hands by Trent. And an offload which is intercepted well by Ed Harvey for the University of Nottingham. Orchard will clear. And that kick's going to bounce unkindly for Trent, but they've done well. And it's picked up by Craven. And Crocker into the number six, Jacob Leibster. Haven't seen him with ball in hand that much this afternoon. Will that change as we reach the latter stages of this first half? Here's Scott Hall for Trent. Comes back to Craven. Morgan brings it to Clemson. Unionov look quite happy to soak up this pressure. Trent not really causing them that many problems, Rory.
Yeah, I think when Trent have caused problems today, it's when they've got those dummy runners in midfield. They've used their dummy runners really nicely at points. And when you use dummy runners, you just hold your midfield defence and stops that drift. And then that's where they found the space in the wide areas with their two wingers who have been so prolific this season for Nottingham Trent. So I think that'll be the key, just using, make sure those dummy runners are holding up the midfield defence for Nottingham so they can exploit the wide areas where they've been finding success so far in this game.
And I think the referee has awarded a penalty in Unionov's favour, and it's a penalty in Green and Gold favour, and right in front of the post here, Rory. You would think Unionov will go for free.
Yeah, I think you take the kick here. Come up to the end of the first half, get yourself a lead before half time. I tell you what, that was fantastic. You see the wee scrum half there, not always. You wouldn't suspect a scrum half getting into the breakdown, but he made the tackle and he was just slight release to show he'd release the player, then straight in over the ball. Really strong, really good position, really good play to get yourself on the scoreboard, hopefully.
And Orchard, who added the extras earlier after McKayley's try, he'll look to put the University of Nottingham ahead for the first time in this game and give them a 10-7 lead, which nearing half time will be most welcome. And it's Orchard, very similar position to where he kicked the conversion earlier, in fact. Crowd waits with bated breath here. Can he put the Green and Golds ahead? Should be pretty straightforward. He leans back. And he adds the extras. and the University of Nottingham lead by 10-7, and that is the halftime whistle in fact, Rory. So what a brilliant end to the half for the Green and Golds.
Yeah, that will help a lot going into the tunnel. They weren't always on top at points. At points it looked like Trent were, had the slight upper hand, but to hold out the waves of possession, get the try with the interception, and then right at the end there, brilliant play from Orchard to get over the ball, win the penalty, then kick over his own penalty. Nottingham will certainly be the happiest side going into half time.
So it's the Green and Golds who lead by 10-7. Rory, your reflections on that first half as a whole. Do you think the Green and Golds deserve to be ahead?
It's been definitely been very tight. I think, I mean, if it had gone in level, that would have been wouldn't have been unfair, but just to kind of keep their composure, I think, yeah, it's definitely not undeserved, but it's, I mean, it's been a close game, and it's just been a game where I think it's been slightly scrappy. The teams have shown, both teams have shown points where they've been good, but it's just, we've talked about that last pass and that composure in such a big game in front of maybe a bigger crowd than some of these players are used to playing in front of. You need to make sure that you're just doing everything right and not forcing it when it comes to good positions in the pitch.
Varsity 2019 on URN.